Being a Christian youth means you are born again. That's a Christian part. And then youth, by all convention, means you know that a youth is someone who's not an adult and is not young.
There is this thing about being proud of being a Christian youth, or like you really love Christ. So there is a way you introduce yourself. How do you feel about it? If I tell you today, my name is Chebets and I'm saved, or I am born again by Christ.
Christians go through a lot, let me just tell you. And this is an assurity that if you are called a son of God or a daughter of Christ, then expect rejection in the society.
There are things that you know you're not supposed to do, but you can't control yourself, and you expect that you can't do it. That's it. Your own expectations are killing you.
But the body is willing, but the spirit?
The spirit is willing, but the body is weak. Hii ni kitu yenye kila mtu anapitia. Vijana wote wanapitia hizi. Bizarre ziko all the time.
You know,
there's curiosity. Yeah,
there's
right?
That curiosity.
Ni pia si ati mbaya. Ni vile sasa we need to do the right things at the right time.
What are the characteristics of a Christian youth?
You have to touch someone kwanza so that you can give you an opportunity to talk to them. Uwezi fika tu hapo and all of a sudden unaanza kumbea, you know, Bible inasema hivi, unafaa uokoke, usipokoka utaenda kwa shetani.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. This is the Christian Army Podcast from New Testament Agape Restoration Center in Kawangware. The Christian Army is basically youths talking about Christ, by Christ, and for Christ. Today we are going to talk about how to live your life as a Christian youth. And so probably I know you're wondering what will go on, so you're going to listen from me. So I am your host, Kipsongok Chebet, and I am going to have some guests, and they will introduce themselves.
Yes, hello. My name is Daniel Bwire. I'm a youth here in New Testament Church of God, Kawangware.
Hi, guys. My name is John, and I'm also a member, RC, Kawangware.
My name is Nabwire Laurine, and I'm also a member here.
Thank you so much, and welcome. And I would say I am happy for you guys being here, for availing yourselves. I have some questions for you. And the first one will be, how do you make a difference as a Christian youth?
Basically, kitu mimi naweza sema ni, how we make our difference as a Christian youth, you know? Like, the way we carry ourselves outside, it's supposed to be very different. Unajua you walking as a Christian unafokuwa msemo wenye una like you know the Bible. Msitaki kuja kuku challenge na what, like let's say if Genesis tells us about the creation and someone else comes in with another story that Genesis is talking about the revelation or how the world is going to end. You know, now you as a Christian you should be able to have that knowledge kwa akili ujue kwamba this person is like it's kind of giving me the wrong information and all. So like the way we should act different, like the way we should carry ourselves is acting different on how we carry ourselves outside there. Then we should know the word of God in our daily activities. Then we should always be prayerful, you know, always prayers ndo zinakuanga zile za kutukeep tusiko in any temptation. You get it? Yeah, according to me, I think I'll have to go with that one for me.
But what about if I have I am a newly saved Christian. I really struggle with praying, and I struggle with reading the Bible. How would you help me past that?
That's a very good question, by the way. And usually, everybody at some point or time, maybe you struggle with these kinds of stuff. You did not start the way you are. And the only thing that will help you ni kitu inaitwa spiritual discipline. You have to discipline yourself. Ujiambie kwamba at some point hii time I'll be making my prayers. At this hii time I'll be reading the Bible. I was reading somewhere and walikuwa wanasema kwamba discipline leads to delight. And usually ukiangalia Bible your knowledge of God and being close to God, it usually starts with desire. You have to start desiring kwanza vitu za Mungu, build that desire in you, uko unataka tu mambo ya God and stuff like that, and then desire will turn into discipline. Most of the time utakuwa una yani ukijidiscipline time specific I'll have to be reading the Bible, it will turn into delight. Kumbuka story of David. David is a very good example. Psalms ikianza, we find he was really struggling. Alikuwa anasema, teach me to know your ways. Teach me this and this, oh Lord. Teach me so and so. But ikisha, you remember alikuwa anasema, he will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Kwa sababu hapo ndo place yenye anafind joy. That means that kujidiscipline, kutafuta Mungu, kujidiscipline, kufanya vitu ya God, ili turn into his delight. Kwanza alikuwa na desire, he disciplined himself to seek the Lord, and then finally, hiyo ndo ilikuwa joy yake. He wanted to dwell in the house of the Lord forever kwa sababu alikuwa amefind joy. I think it's just discipline, desire, discipline, and then you'll find delight ultimately.
As a youth, you've talked about desire. So as a youth, I know we have a lot of temptations actually with carnal, or I can say bodily, physical desires. So as a youth, as a Christian youth, how do you feel you could go past that end? Have you been in that situation?
Should I go first? Ama kuna mtu anaenda?
Acha niende first, you know. Actually, it's a good question. You know, all of us, by the way, sisi wote ni human beings. And you, there's that a scenario whereby you are having, like, the body itself, it always feels. That's why even the Bible tells us when the... in that story whereby I think it was about the prayers, when Jesus was telling the disciples of why couldn't they spend that a lot of time praying. Now I say, the body is willing, but the spirit is willing,
but the body is weak.
Yeah, the spirit is healing, but the body is weak.
But it's a bit...
So you find out that... that sometimes the body is always willing to do something. There's that feeling which comes in, like you feel of doing something which is out, like against the Christianity way. But what I think is, for you as a Christian, how you should carry yourself, like just be prayerful, because once you be prayerful, you are able to be controlled and be led by the Holy Spirit. Hizi vitu zinazakuja maze, zinazakuja zikakuwa attack maze, akili kapotea, you find yourself just dark, you cannot think outside the box, you know. The Holy Spirit is always there to lead us as Christians. So once you are very prayerful, and once you have the word of God in you, the same way in the example of those, of the temptation of Jesus, you know the word and you are able to interpret how the word says, you'll be able to conquer all these feelings and the things that comes in your mind, yeah. That's according to me.
That's absolutely amazing.
And Steve, umeuliza kama you've ever had the temptations. Uwi jamaa hataki kutuambia. But let me speak for myself.
Zinakuanga, ziko. Actually, they are there. They are there, but we always try to overcome them.
Okay, personally, I think ni kitu nye kila mtu wanapitia. Vijana wote wanapitia hizi. Desires ziko all the time. Okay, not all the time. Most of the time you're feeling stuff. And I usually say kila kitu, usually pata majibu kwa Bible. Because ukisoma Bible, kwanza you have to view your body as the temple. Because even the Bible inatuambia ikiongelea about this immoral, sexual immorality. Inakuambia kwamba doing something against yourself, that is immorality, you're doing something against the temple of God, which is your body. Your body is the temple of God. So unafaa every time you're thinking about stuff, unajambia hii ni kitu naweza fanya ndani ya temple ya Mungu, unasema hapana. And also the same Bible inatuambia kwamba we should resist the devil and atatuacha, because most of the times hizi ni vitu zenye ni shetani tu analeta ndani yetu, because wewe umetulia tu. Because acha nijiongelee mimi, I watch a lot of anime, sijui kama kuna watu wanajua anime, you know anime,
yeah.
And most of the times, the sites that watu naangalia anime in Kenya, they're not very legitimate, because there are no legitimate ways of kuangalia anime Kenya. So umekaa tu hapo na watch anime vizuri tu, yani you're just having a nice time. And then kuna ad inatokea tu hapo kando, yani you just know kitu yenye iko hapo nyuma. Yani unakuwa tu tempted to click.
Inakupatia ideas.
Ideas kabisa. Wewe ulikuwa tu uko sawa. Lakini sasa Bible inasema you resist the devil. So the best thing yenye mimi ufanya, I just click away. Anime naweza malizia siku nyingine. Just resist the devil. Usi ai jaribu kusema, ai, ama leo acha niangalie hapo ndani kuna nini.
But
even utakuwa umeenda.
Mimi naona msikii. Sometimes I always just say una resist the devil to once. You know,
there's curiosity, yeah,
there's
right?
There's that curiosity. Una always just say ma tuta resist the devil. Hiki kitu inakuanga tricky. Una in that position whereby the temptation is too high. Like let's say a good example is, you know, we are in town, eh, and we are Nairobians, and there are a lot of things happening here in Nairobi. So always niambia, let's say us as okay, we as guys, mimi personally, mimi as a guy, let's say nimepita Tao, nimeona okay, not even Tao, acha nitumie example of Mutura. Mimi napenda Mutura, si ndio?
So tuko wengi
nimepita kwa base ya Mutura, napata wasee wamejaa. Alafu mimi naye nasikia niko na ile tamaa ya kukula, you get it? So hakuna vile nitasema acha ende nichungulie alafu niishie. I have to go and enjoy it. You get it?
Exactly.
So kuna vile msana jebu kuniambia ata click out, like ata ijifunga tu na sema acha niende nione kesho.
Yeah, to answer that.
Okay, let me help. But you see, if you have that, or you already know who you are, you have the desire to serve Christ,
mm-hmm,
and you have been a youth that reads the Bible. So what happens is you already know that sexual immorality actually is a sin against God, and it's a sin against yourself. And I think it's the worst thing one can make. So if you have it in mind, you will click away. If you have that self-discipline, what else could I say? You are confident in yourself, so I think you could click away.
And also, see, maybe at some point, I don't want to give you ideas, but maybe at some point you will click. But just it's something that you learn time and again. Kwamba, my body is a temple and I just have to resist this stuff. Unaona wakati una train dogi. Uh-huh. Usually train it una you, maybe unakuja na chakula, unaiambia eat. I mean don't eat, and then unaiacha. Mm. Unaiacha. So with time ukiendelea kuitrain, itafika mahali ukiambia don't you eat, itafika point yenye haitakuwa inakula. Ukiambia don't you eat, ni hivyo haitakuwa inakula. So it's something that you train yourself. Unajiambia I'm not supposed to do this. And if at all unajua kwamba hauwezi uka resist ku click, then usiende kwa hiyo side. That was what I was leading to. Usiende kwa hiyo side. Don't allow yourself to be tempted. Kama unajua you can't control yourself.
Okay, to add on what you, the question you to ask, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Me, what I can just say with one word is, just for you personally, you have to set your standards high. Wejijue. But you are some people, you'll find out, like most of the youths actually, they are always carried away with the with what they see and with what they do on daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've set your standards, like niseme mimi personally, mimi kuna vitu siwezi fanya, you will always be they. Siku zitakuwa zinasonga, unajua there's some things I cannot do. So you've set your mind and some things I cannot do personally on my side. You get it? So for you as a Christian, it's very easy and it's very good for you to set up your standards. And it will
really
help.
Easy. Yeah, poko easy. It's not easy, by the way.
Okay, so just because you're talking about that, let us usher in Lauren to tell us something.
Lakini pia si ati ni kitu mbaya. Ni vile sasa we need to do the right things at the right time. Sai to see the end, but pia to see keme, it's not a bad thing. Ni sio ni kani kitu mbaya. Ni vile sasa vile besema the right things at the right time.
Menipoteza hapo kwanza. Ni nini yenye unaongelea yenye tusifanye unasema si kitu mbaya?
Sexual immorality and
si hiyo ni mbaya. Ama
it's not mbaya. Ni vile sasa sasa wewe
oh, I get you. Nimbaya at this moment as you.
Nimbaya at this moment, but it is holy when you are in marriage, right? So just ushering in, we are still going through that. What are the characteristics of a Christian youth?
The characteristics of a Christian youth.
Yeah.
Hiyo wakati tu umesema hivyo akili yangu imeflash mpaka I think ni Galatians. Wakati Paul was talking about the fruits of the Holy Spirit, na alikuwa anasema hizi ni vitu zenye every Christian mwenye ako baptized by the Spirit anafaa kuwa nazo, and without against it hakuna law. So mimi ukiniambia you are Christian and you are youth, kwanza being a Christian you have unafaa ukuwe na virtues the Holy Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, patience, all these virtues unafaa ukuwe nayo. Do you love your guys, and love goes a long way, kwasabu love iko na definition kubwa sana, caring for our watu wenye sideline kwa society, caring for others, hata kama wa subscribe kwa faith yako, you care for them, you love them. Hizo spirit, I mean virtues of the Holy Spirit, that's what I feel like every Christian should have, and specifically youths, tukue na hizi virtues, then nitakuona kama Christian. And but unafaa kuwa umekuwa baptized by the Holy Spirit. That's the first step, and then these virtues come.
Is by the Holy Spirit the first, or submerging in the water?
No, I think maybe we can debate about this, but being born again, it's not about being submerged in water. You're submerged in water because you're born again. Ukisha kuwa baptized na Holy Spirit, you're filled with the Holy Spirit, then unakuwa baptized. That's,
you know, by the time I go get baptized, yeah, it means I should have accepted.
Yeah, you should have accepted the Holy Spirit.
I'm ipe niko na swali, eh? You know, recently, or nowadays, or not even nowadays, but it has always been a norm to some of the churches, it's not a must for you to be deeply baptized or submerged inside the water or in the water. Others, the watakuchoria kamsalaba, I don't know, watakuchoria kwa kichwa, mwebatizo. You get it? Like, you know, it's not even a must. It depends with the kind of, Catholic, how they do their own baptism, yeah?
No, but there's a verse in the Bible that says, if they believe, you should baptize them in water.
In water, as we are in, okay.
No, not like, leave the bandera stuff in there.
Yes.
And the whatever they put on your forehead. But the Bible says, submerge them in water.
In water. Yeah, on that, I'll just like have to accept what Chebet says.
In many waters, you know, it is not like, it should be many waters. Like, okay, I know water does not have a plural, but that is, some Bible says many waters.
So submerged.
Submerged.
That's the term, submerged.
Yeah.
But you know, okay, I agree with your idea. What I can just say is, you know, as Christians, or us as this New Testament, we have our own, are they rules or our own, yeah, kind, not even guidelines. Rules, guidelines, eh? We have our own guidelines. This is when you're tunasema, we believe in baptism in many waters.
Yeah.
Ama kwa maji mengi. So it's not even wrong for us to do that. But now I was just bringing in this issue of other people with the kind of baptism that they always do. So for me, what I feel is, I think with the kind of question you're asking, yeah.
Okay, okay. Before we close on that topic, being baptized in water, that is subject to a lot of controversies around it. But according to the faith that are subscribing, and according to the Bible, I think you have to be submerged in water. And after you have received the Holy Spirit, after you've accepted Jesus, you have to be submerged in water. So I don't know about the other religions. I don't know what they do. But according to the Bible, according to how I've been taught, I believe you have to be submerged in water. Malorin unasemaje? Eh. Ambie.
Hivyo ndo iko.
Have you been baptized?
Yes, of course.
Yeah. Oh, how was the experience?
Tuambie karibu drown.
Okay, like, were you baptized in a swimming pool, in a river?
It was like in a kahol.
So, to same a pool. So, funny for me, I was baptized in a river.
Same.
Like, it is a river. I think it comes and joins with Nzoia. So, it's called Sosia.
Same.
So, my friend, I was dipped in that thing. Nilikunywa maji.
And so yeah, the river, yeah, the river.
Kwani hiyo vimu lipatana je Holy Spirit.
I'm telling you, you know me, I fear water. So the moment I was just like, who? By the time I came up, I was.
Kwani two of you met ki Holy Spirit. Ah, yeah.
But it's true. It's true.
Holy Spirit works in very amazing ways, yeah. Because I believe that sometimes you feel like you're not ready, but then there is that conviction and that instinct that feel that now it has gotten to a time that I should get baptized, or it's gotten to a time that I should be serving God. So still on the characteristics, you have talked about love. Love is a very big how do I put it? Big topic.
Yeah.
But now I don't know the kind of love you're talking about. You know, there is the agape love, there is the motherly love, and then there's the romantic love. So which kind of love should you have as a youth?
First, as a Christian, agape love is the beginning of everything. Before, because all these other things, they usually come after. You can't talk about romantic love as the first thing that comes in your mind as a Christian. You can't love everyone in a romantic kind of way, but you can love everyone in an agape kind of way. So that's the first thing that you should think about when you're talking about love. It's agape love. Okay.
What I can add is, as a Christian, at the same way as Jonah said, it's you just have the agape love. That one is everything. Like, you know, that one is the love of God. We have to share out the love of God, and you know, through love, it has a lot of things out of like it has its own things. So no joke, you wanna love. When you can share out of it, you get it. That's how the Bible is telling us about the agape love. Then, okay, even the motherly love, you should have it. Now that one applies to us as, you know, we are human beings. At least to say what to Takwena and agape love. We have even to share out the motherly love.
Fatherly love.
Those love, okay. Like in such a relationship, no, it doesn't. Sorry. It doesn't apply right now. It doesn't apply right now for us as Christians. Mm-hmm. In apply huko mbele sasa. In that process of courtship and stuff, you want to get married. That's a hapo even you have now to start feeling or connecting with the romantic love. Yeah. Napata. So that I think for us, we are supposed to exercise all the love, but with the process.
You don't jump like.
Yeah.
Unaanza pole pole na tena with the appropriate time. Yeah. You get it. Yeah. Yeah, that's my point and my take.
Before maybe you speak, he was talking about romantic love. And usually nowadays I think people mistake love for lust. I was reading somewhere and actually it's just the same about virtues of the Holy Spirit. Ukuchini wanasema, love is usually patient. So what I think is that ukitaka ku differentiate lust na love. Love itakuwa patient. Love in a way itawait. Si lazima ikuwe saika weba doko na 21 years unakimbizana na hizi vitu kwa nini. Last inataka now. Nataka sai. So, hiyo ndo imekuwa ikikaa kwa akili yangu sana. Love itawait, but last ni have it now. So,
last nini nakwambia? Kama unitaki, wacha nitafute
mwingine. Yeah. Life. That exactly. That one is last. Kama umbona nabembelezana na I'm done. Hiyo ni unajua that was last. But love itakuwa patient.
What do you think?
Maybe watu watasema mimi ni mzee ama kitu kae, but mimi si mzee sana.
I think I'm the oldest. We're just talking about love. How do you feel like? What do you feel about the kind of love that you have in a Christian setting?
Tuambie, ni nini umeficha?
Ama pia wewe uliambiwa kama utaki ni?
Tuambie experience yake ya love relationship. Okay. Yeah, the love relationship.
We would love to have, like, have you experienced love in church? Maybe you have someone who's putting you in church, or you have someone you love, but you know, there is nothing purely behind that kind of love you have towards the person.
Are we talking about a gap love?
Yeah, agape love.
Agape, sir.
Agape. Yeah.
Okay. You know, some people actually, you know, you are training only some a group of schools, while others only some a congregation of schools. Kodirisha. I don't even know how to pronounce it.
Okay.
We are just supposed to love one another na hiyo agape love. That nakupenda jumenifanyia hii. No, we are just supposed to love one another because you are Christians. Mm-hmm. Tupendane kila mtu tusaidiane. Yeah, that's it.
So there's this thing that we keep forgetting in church when it comes to love. We have orphan kids. The orphanage. We also have widows within our churches.
Yeah.
We have orphans within our churches. How well do you feel that you're practicing your love according to these? Because you have widows, you have orphans. How well do you practice it? Just as by the Bible.
Personally, I'll take that as a challenge. Yeah.
Lori, what do you feel?
I think we're supposed to help them financially. Where we are capable, we're supposed to help one another.
Okay. So you've talked about helping. That is okay. The CSR. Now, if I would challenge you today and tell you to do some community service or giving back to the society, where would you start from?
That question is very tricky, but you know, it has got a lot of answers.
Mm-hmm.
With the kind of with this kind of season that we are in, we find out that tumekuwa na a lot of drought everywhere, and figuring out on what to help someone, you'll try, you know, we are human beings, uta try kuwa help, but you won't satisfy them fully. You get it? Unaweza kuwa unasema leo niko na do, wacha niwabaye unga waende wapike ugali. Now the big question is, after buying for them unga, watakula na nini? You get it? So that question of me providing for them anything, or being like finding a poor person over there and figuring out the first thing to provide for them, I think, what can I provide? Okay, me kitu neza sema ni, first entire, okay, I'll have to keep them in prayers. Uh-huh. I have to keep them in prayers. But now I think I'll donate some cash. You know, pe mse do mwenye enda jipange. Unaona? Nilikuwa na 1,000, mpe 500 enda jipange. Ama nilikuwa na 1,000, mpe 7, so you get it. Like, unona, at least this money he or she will be able to buy, let's say, kama ni milk, kama ni unga, kama ni something. At least he or she will be able to work on the budget that they have in their houses. So with me, that question, I'll say, mi nenda na pesa, mi nitakupea do.
The first thing that I will do, I think there are many people outside there, live alone in the world, just Kenya. When you have anything about God, they don't know anything about Jesus. And to add on that, maybe they're also poor because of the areas they're living in. So my first outreach mission, reaching out and showing love and caring, would be making sure that these people, they know God. Like yesterday, I was talking to some guys in Kwanambia, Great Commission. Hiyo ni kazi yenye tulipatiwa kama Christians. That's the first thing I will do. I'll make sure I come back to, in any way. I might not be able to fika huko personally, kuwa ubiria, but nikipata mtu mwenye anaenda huko, because there are guys who are willing to go to very great lengths so that the gospel can be reached out. I'll have to support those guys, be it monetary, be it financial. I encourage na vitu kama hizo, because hii gospel lazima iende.
But again, sometimes preaching to those people may be challenging, but in a case where there's a guy who brother alijihang kwa nyumba kubwa. Sasa huyo kimletea your gospel anakuambia, "Huyo God mbona kufanya hiyo kamba ikatoka kwa shingo akanini?" So they don't care about the gospel as for now.
When you approach mtu, usiende kwanza kumambia, you have to touch someone kwanza so that he can give you an opportunity to talk to him. Uwezi fika tu hapo and all of a sudden unaanza kumambia, Bible inasema hivi, unafaa uokoke, usipokoka utaenda kwa shetani. No, that's why I was talking about monetary. Just touch someone's heart. Tulikuwa convention fulani, I think, and we were being told that how to reach out to people, touch their hearts, speak to their minds. Before
how do you touch their hearts?
Unajua wanasema wanga pesa inakuanga nini? Sabuni ya nini? Sabuni ya roho. And most of the times kufikia huyo mtu mwenyako, kufikia roho ya mtu, maybe kasi tumbo, wanaume wanasema wanga a way to a man's heart is through the stomach.
Usually, I say a woman
responses to romance when our belly is full or after a good meal.
Exactly. Yeah. So in a revolve around pesa, chakula, and those areas, chakula ni shida. Anza na kusaidia to touch their hearts. Alafu finally utaanza kuambia about kingdom. Usifike hapo na unaanza kuambia about kingdom atuwe okoka utaenda kwa shetani. Ai anasema mi kama kwa shetani iko kama kuna place yenye nimeumia ni hapa because ameona shida zote.
Utakuwa unawasaidia kila saa.
No. Unajua sasa hiki tu ni growth. Siwezi ku expect leo nikupate level yenye huko and then I talk to you like for 10 days, 10 months na bado uko the same level. Sababu pia Holy Spirit see about you. Si wewe unafanya kazi. Ni kazi unaachia Mungu. Where as long as umeenda umeplant seed, hiyo ni kazi ya Mungu ku make sure kwamba hiyo seed imegerminate na imegrow. So maybe uta follow up ndio, but sasa kazi nyingine ni nani tunaachia? Ni God, because ni kazi yake tunafanya. So si kila siku utakuwa unamsaidia. Ukisha play part yako, achia Mungu.
That's totally amazing. We have had a really good session and I love the topic. And I would really love to talk about this other topic. This topic, okay, I know we've covered a lot since it's our debut podcast. And I love how you are able to express these things. Expressing love sometimes doesn't need you to go to a lot of lengths. You could start from the church, identify someone and reach out. So love is a bit, it's a wide topic. It's something that is very big. There's kindness inside, there's care, there is patience and all that. So we'll be here every Thursday talking about different topics. We will be covering how to live as a Christian youth. We'll be talking about finances and careers. And oh my God, that is the hardest part about being a Christian youth, because let's imagine that you're getting your first salary. What would you do? You want to venture in a new career. So what would you do? So keep it here on the next Thursday. We'll be talking about careers. We'll be talking about finances. I am really, really grateful that you're listening to this. Now, I will just remind you that this is the Christian Army podcast, where we talk about Christ, for Christ, by Christ, and this we do it as youths. I've been your host, Kipsungok Chibet, and see you next time. Bye-bye.